an outrage of unspeakable proportions. That's what President Obama called the deaths of nearly 300 people whose plane was blown out of the sky yesterday over Ukraine. Obama spoke to reporters this afternoon.
What we have confidence in saying right now is that a surface-to-air missile was fired, and that's what brought the jet down. We have confidence in saying that that shot was taken within a territory that is controlled by the Russian separatists.
The president said it's too early to say who exactly fired the missile, but the government of Ukraine hasn't hesitated to point the finger at the separatists. Earlier, I spoke with Ukraine's ambassador to NATO, Ihor Dolhov, and I asked him what evidence his government has.
First, recently, over the last 3 days, Ukrainian military aircrafts have been downed by separatist groups. Secondly, today, the chief of security service of Ukraine presented publicly several intercepted phone conversations between terrorists and their bosses in Moscow. And it's quite clear that they discussed the situation and they proved that this system, Buk M, have been transferred from the Russian territory. And yesterday night, we received alarming news here that those groups are trying to move this Buk M back to the Russian territory.
And this Buk M you mentioned is the kind of missile that it looks like has taken down this plane. In the instances you referred to of a Ukrainian military plane being shot down earlier, has it also been determined that that was from a Buk M?
Yes, there are several technical parameters and characteristics which could clarify the situation. And the targets was Ukrainian aircrafts on the altitude more than 6,000 meters. And in the situation with Malaysian Boeing, the altitude was more than 10,000 meters. And there are not so many systems which could reach the target at that distance. Russian-made Buk and S-300 systems.
Now, I know this is a sensitive question, but how do we know for sure it wasn't the Ukrainian military? This plane was shot down in the middle of a war zone. As you mentioned, it takes a significant weapon to blow a plane out of the sky.
We do not have weapon systems like that in the area because Ukrainian military conduct anti-terrorist operation. And we didn't suppose and we were not prepared that terrorists could have an aircraft like that. So we just didn't have such systems.
Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been holding Ukraine responsible for the tragedy, but he is also calling for direct talks between opposing sides. How would you characterize Ukraine's relationship with Russia at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, these relations are very limited, and we repeatedly continue to call on Russia to negotiate the situation and to at least to close the border from Russian side. Because what we see every day and every night especially, that more and more munition, arms, armed people cross the border from the Russian territory. And probably you remember that not so long ago, President Poroshenko declared ceasefire unilaterally. And what happened? Terrorists continued to fight and to kill Ukrainian soldiers and civilians.
Now, this has just been a horrible tragedy for Ukraine and for so many other countries who had passengers on the plane. Ukraine itself has had a lot of difficulties in recent years. What are you hearing back from people back home in Ukraine?
Well, you know, yesterday I was staying here in NATO headquarters watching Ukrainian TV, and I was touched when I've seen crowds of Ukrainian people who visited embassies of those countries whose people have been killed. And this emotional move of Ukrainians continue to go on today. Many and many just simple people, ordinary people from the street, pay a tribute to those victims of the terrorist attack. It's a moment of solidarity, of real international solidarity.
Ihor Dolhov is Ukraine's ambassador to NATO. He spoke to us from Brussels.